Testivity Audio Course, Property and Casualty, Module 18, Business Owner's Policy and Workers' Comp.
The Business Owner's Policy, or BOP, is the commercial equivalent of the Homeowner's Policy. It provides property and liability protection for small businesses. The BOP offers business property and liability protection for small and medium-sized offices, apartments, manufacturing service and processing businesses. It provides broad coverage on a simplified basis. The business owner's policy contains its own declarations and common conditions form, similar to those found in the commercial package policy for larger businesses. Whether or not a business is eligible for a business owner's policy depends upon the size of area of the small business. Office buildings may be no more than 6 stories high and contain no more than 100,000 square feet. Apartments and wholesale services may not exceed 25,000 total square feet with less than $3 million in gross annual sales. Property coverage is provided under one of two available forms: standard property coverage form and special property coverage form. These coverage forms include a definitions section, conditions, and exclusions. Property coverage is subject to a deductible. The standard form provides coverage against cause of loss, including fire, lightning, extended coverages, vandalism and malicious mischief, sprinkler leakage, sinkhole collapse, and transportation. The special form provides open peril coverage, except for those causes of loss that are specifically excluded. Both forms have available optional coverage for an additional premium. Optional coverages available under the standard form include burglary and robbery, employee dishonesty, outdoor signs, glass, and mechanical breakdown of objects. The optional coverages available under the special form include money and securities in addition to the available coverages of the standard form. The business owner's policy is comprised of Section 1 and Section 2 coverages. Section 1 covers the insured's buildings and business personal property. The business personal property is covered in the covered building, on the covered building, or anywhere within 100 feet of the insured premise. Section 2 of the business owner's policy provides coverage for commercial liability similar in scope to that provided by the commercial general liability policy. Coverage is provided for the legal liability of the insured arising out of the ownership of the business premise and the business activities. Product liability, fire legal liability, medical payments, and supplementary payments are also provided by the liability section in the same fashion they are provided by CGL coverage. The basic liability limit is $300,000 and can be increased to $500,000 or $1 million. As mentioned previously, only certain types of small businesses are eligible for business owner's policy coverage. The following are examples of eligible risks for business owner's policy coverage: small repair shops of any kind, drug stores, bake shops, beauty salons, small convenience stores, and pizza shops. There are several classes of risks that are not eligible for business owner's policy coverage, including but not limited to most types of contracting businesses, large manufacturers, hospitals, auto dealerships, and pecuniary institutions. Under both policy forms, losses, except money and securities, are settled on a replacement cost basis. This includes coverage for the building and the business personal property. Deductibles are available, starting at $500 standard, and may be increased to reduce the premium to a maximum of $2,500. An important feature of the business owner's policy is that it offers replacement cost coverage and no coinsurance requirement for small and medium-sized businesses. The property not covered by the business owner's policy is very similar to the excluded property listed in a commercial general liability policy. Note, unless at least 31% of a building's total square footage is rented or used to conduct customary operations, the building owner would have no coverage for vandalism, sprinkler leakage, water damage, glass breakage, or theft. Other perils, such as fire, are still covered. Workers' compensation insurance. Workers' comp provides protection for employees who are injured as a result of their employment. This type of insurance coverage also protects an employer against legal action that an injured employee or survivors of a deceased employee may pursue. Workers' compensation law is based on the following principles. Negligence is not a factor in determining liability for bodily injuries sustained by an employee. The injury cannot be intentionally self-inflicted. Benefits will be paid to an injured employee on a periodic, usually monthly, basis. The cost of coverage is paid by the employer. The purchase of insurance coverage is required. Workers' compensation insurance provides coverage for work-related injuries and sickness only. It does not provide benefits to employees who suffer non-work-related injuries. Premium determination for workers' comp. Premium charges are based on the type of business involved, the number of employees, and the total payroll. Workers' compensation insurance is available from commercial insurers. If an employer is qualified, it may self-insure. If an employer is unable to secure workers' compensation insurance in the standard market, most states operate an assigned risk pool, which allows these employers to obtain workers' compensation protection. The workers' compensation policy consists of several parts. Part 1. Coverage under Part 1 applies to mandated or statutory benefits. The insurer providing coverage agrees to pay the injured employee all benefits required by workers' compensation law. The benefits available to an employee who is injured as a result of his or her employment include medical expense benefits. The insurer will cover unlimited reasonable medical expenses related to the occupational injury or sickness. Income benefits. Loss of income benefits are paid to qualified, injured, or deceased employees. Generally, a waiting period must be satisfied by the injured worker before income benefits will be paid. Dependent funeral expense benefits. Benefits will be paid if a worker dies as the result of his or her employment. Two types of benefits are provided, including burial expense and survivor benefits. Reasonable burial or funeral expenses will be covered by the policy. In addition, a survivor or dependent benefit is also available if the worker is fatally injured. Restoration benefits. It not only aids the injured worker to recuperate more quickly, but helps the employer since his or her injured employee will return to work sooner. Covered expenses or services include physical, occupational, and speech therapy, vocational training, wheelchairs, mechanical appliances and prosthetic devices, and transportation and lodging during the rehabilitation period. Employer's liability. Part 2 of the workers' compensation policy protects the employer against legal suits filed by an employee. The standard limits of liability presently available for this protection is $100,000 per accident, $100,000 per occupational disease, and $500,000 aggregate for occupational diseases. An employer may purchase higher limits for an additional premium. Other states' insurance. Part 3 of the workers' compensation policy provides optional coverage. Part 1 and 2 are mandatory if the policy is purchased. Other states' insurance provides workers' compensation coverage in additional states to which an employee may travel as part of his or her employment duties. A workers' compensation policy also includes the following policy sections. Part 4. Duties to be performed by all parties when an injury occurs. Part 5. Description of premiums. All premiums will be determined by the insurer and will be based upon the type of work in which the employer is involved, the payroll of all workers, and the number of workers employed. Part 6, Conditions of the Insured and Insurer. Longshoremen and harbor workers' compensation and medical benefits for disabled or deceased employees of maritime employments are provided under federal law. Employments such as longshoring, harbor work, and ship repairing fall under federal guidelines. Coverage is furnished by a workers' compensation policy with an added endorsement. The employee's death or disability must result during travel upon navigable waters of the U.S. The Jones Act, a section of the Merchant Marine Act, allows an injured seaman to elect to sue for damages and to have a jury trial. Insurance is provided under the Employer's Liability section, but when the exposure exists, the insurer usually requires the maritime coverage endorsement that actually limits the insurance and adds a few more exclusions. Federal Employees' Compensation Act. Employees of the federal government are provided benefits administered by the federal government. Private insurance is not involved. The Federal Employers' Liability Act. This act protects interstate railroad workers only. It allows the injured worker or representative of the deceased worker to sue the employer for negligence and removes contributory negligence and assumption of risk as available defenses.